But I will dare to comment at least. No, I think somewhere we have to collectively see to that there's some sort of secretariat or this kind of cluster organization that really brings value to the platform and keeps it alive. So we have to find some ways of providing those kind of resources. And of course, in my view, it would be really good if UNECE, the commission, and perhaps some others, which members that are funding things like it, would contribute. So I think we need to finance that. Then when it comes to financing, you know, things like experimentation and doing tipsy things, and each of us, that has to be in some way funded by the members. It should be members-driven. But of course, we can, for example, in Vinnova, get inspired in the discussions and have a call or start something like we started the Demand Accelerator that then has become part of the Eettin. So, and more of that could be done by members. Or it could be also when we are, for example, when UNECE is approaching the Swedish Development Agency, that they support something in the Asian or in Uzbekistan or whatever, and that gives an Eettin stamp. So the knowledge sharing and the helping of the peer coaching, the peer learning is done within the Eettin framework, but it's really the project in Uzbekistan is financed, for example, I work with the CEDA or something. So we and you pointed out yourself that Eettin is much more than a project. It could really influence a lot of the activities within the commission, within UNECE, and I think we should in some way have that those kind of lenses when we look upon the future of Eettin. So that anyone else want to take a punch at this?